you were the solution that I was constantly searching for. I thought about you more times as with age I sought your peace, opened my eyes, mind, and heart to you. I felt my spirit increase. I thought about you most times when I saw how I'd been blessed, witnessed chaos succumb to order. I watched tranquility devour stress. Now I think about you all the time. Yes, your truth has made me free. For when I thought about you sometimes, you always thought of me.
K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Get ready. Don't touch that dial. Welcome to New Life Ministries broadcast. I'm Pastor Gregory Tenney of the Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust you will enjoy today's broadcast.
Welcome to G Smooth City, where you're a citizen, with your host, Pastor G Smooth Denny.
Lord, if I... Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We ought to rejoice and be glad in it. For God has been better to us than we've been to ourselves. This is Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church, come by the way of New Life Ministry. We are a church that equipped the saints, evangelized the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. I want to thank you for tuning into this broadcast, for we are appreciative of everything that you do. We are appreciative of everything that you have done. We do ask you that you would support this ministry in financially, for it is always a blessing to receive financial support from you so that this ministry can go on. You can, if you will, make all checks and money orders payable to Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church, and you can mail it to 4800 Smith Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana. Just for a moment, I want to talk with you on Mark 8:36. It says, for what is it for a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? So many things are happening nowadays in today's society, and we are caught up in so much simply because of our nature. But my brothers and sisters, I want you to know and understand that even though you are a sinful, finite creature, it does not mean that you have to continuously deal with those actions. We know that we cannot be perfect, but we can strive for what? Perfection. And in our everyday life, we ought to be striving for perfection. Because my brothers and sisters, there is only one person who have walked and lived this life that is perfect and upright, and his name is Jesus. But, you know, I remember back in the book where there was a man, his name was Enosh. And God did not let him linger on this earth or stagnate on this earth. He took him straight from here to heaven. He is the only person that I know that left here not through death. And Elijah... as well. Look, man, the Bible is a book that is written by men divinely inspired with perfect treasures, and guess what? Heavenly instructions. You got to know this. But I just want to talk just a few moments. Do you have a Pharisee in your life? You know, Pharisees, as Jesus was preparing to come, that Pharisees was already here. You know, Pharisees were those who thought they knew it all, thought they had it all, thought it was about it all, but they come to realize that, and they were religious leaders. But those who are religious leaders, sometimes you got to understand that they think they know it all, but no man, I believe that no man knows it all. We all ought to be able to be told something or be taught something at one point. Look, sometimes you can have a Pharisees in your life, in your church home, even on your jobs, wherever you may be, they may come in. But look, a Pharisee, I come to find that Pharisees in that particular time, they had an ulterior motive. And that motive is that they believed that whatever they said was right. But look, even when Jesus came, they were so comfortable in protecting their image, and they forgot all. I believe they forgot all about the Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And look, they had a plot. They plotted on Jesus. I believe it was a plot. I believe they knew everything that they were doing, and they did what they did because of prestige, because of feeling as though that what they had was going to be taken away. Look, sometimes even in your homes, wherever you are, sometimes you can think that just because you're in a particular area or over a particular person, and somebody comes in that knows just a little bit more than you are, have a little bit more pull than you, you seem as though that they are a hindrance to you, or they're coming to take your spot. You know, that's what we focus on a lot of times, is our position or what we have, or want to hold on to what we have because we're afraid that somebody might do it just a little bit better. But look, the Pharisees had their own way. But even in the midst of them having their own way, they did everything they could do to condemn, persecute, and prosecute Jesus. But look, what little did they know that it did not matter what they did. But look, at that particular time, they still did not have the power that Jesus, the Son of the Living God, had. Because see, if you would go throughout the Bible and you come to the end of the story, you'll find that the Pharisees had a little power, but Jesus had all power. And my brothers and sisters, the point of it is that we must come to understand and learn that these deceitful things that we do in life, these things when we think we know everything in life, we think that we're getting over in life, you got to know that God sees everything, He knows everything, and guess what? I'm coming to understand after today that He can take care of all things, and not just some things. He can take care of situations, problems, whatever you're going through, He can take care of it. As I go through my situations in life, my problems in life, I'm coming to understand and realizing that God will take care of it because He has the first say and the last say. You didn't hear what I said. He has the first say and the last say. And when you think that you are getting above a person or trying to snatch something from a person, you got to know one thing. God watches everything that you do. And look, even though I may be a pastor or a preacher or one of those things, you got to know that even in the midst of my wrongs, you can't chastise me, but my chastisement comes from God. He said what? Touch not thou my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Be careful how you treat the man of God, as the man of God got to be careful how he treats you. You ain't heard me. You didn't hear me. I want you to know that God wants what's right and what's best for each and every one of us. I'm glad that he said in the 24th book of Psalms, because he showed right there that he got the deed of ownership. He stood boldly and say, the earth is what? The Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. He went on to say, he hath founded upon the seas, established it, you ain't heard me, upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He say, he that has clean hands and pure heart, who is not what? Lifted up his soul into vanity, nor sown deceitfully, he shall receive the blessings of the Lord. I like it when he said in the 23rd book of Psalms that you ain't got to worry about it, my brother, because I will be your shepherd. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. And guess what? I shall not want. I'm not going to have to want for God to come in and protect me, because he said, in the midst of it all, he will be my protector. You didn't hear me. If you didn't, you better. Look, I just want to throw this in for free. Watch out what you do, watch out what you say, and watch out how you act. Look, I'm in the radio studio with a Bishop Townsend, and let me tell you something. He's a powerful fella. He's a powerful announcer. And I'm in here with Wade Hampton. He's a powerful announcer. He's a powerful man. Look, you when you're among good people, can't but good things happen to you. You got to watch out now. Look, yes, I said it. I'm at 88.1 live in living color. You didn't hear me. If you didn't, let me say it again. 88.1, live and in living color. Look, I just been encouraged. And when you be encouraged, guess what? You can't help but do right. You can't help but move right. And look, I thought my day was going to be bad, but it ain't. It's going to be good. Look, don't be a Pharisee. Don't think that you can do whatever you want to do and God ain't watching you. Don't worry about what if somebody done something to you, hurt you or mistreat you or whatever. What you got to do, if you say you're a child of God, then you got to do Christ-like things. Don't offend your brother in the wrong way. Don't take advantage of your brother. Don't mistreat your brother. Don't steal from your brother. Don't do all of that. No matter how bad he may have done you, your actions, you ain't hearing me, your actions can determine your destiny. Now, you ought to tell somebody that. Tell somebody your actions can determine, will determine your destiny. Look at Judas. Judas' actions, he betrayed Jesus, and it determined his destiny, didn't it? Yes, uh-huh. Look, only what you do for Christ is going to last. And I'm so glad that he said that trouble don't last always. Look, weeping may endure for a night, but you got to watch out. Look what's going to happen, Wade. You didn't hear me. Joy going to come in the morning. And I'm not talking about sometime, but it comes every morning. And look, when you focus on God, when you allow him to come in, you allow him to take precedence in your life, then what will happen? You remember the scripture say, if ye be in Christ, old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. Jesus, God, is the only one that I know can take your life, your filthy life, turn it around, and make you brand new. Look, we all sin, come short of the glory of God. But just because we sin don't mean we got to wallow in it. And just because somebody sin, you don't have to take advantage of it. Know this, the best is yet to come, and only what you do for Christ is going to last. Watch out here. Look, get ready, because the best is yet to come. We thank you for tuning in to this broadcast on this day. We ask you, Lord, my brothers and sisters, that you will continue to bless us with your financial gifts. You will continue to keep us. You will continue to pray for us, because, look, the prayers of a righteous man availeth much. Pray for me that I will grow strong in the Lord and I will continue to do what he had me to do, because let me tell you, the devil is rampant and the devil is busy, and he tries to get his men of God, his women of God, but I dare, and I dare to allow him to take control. May God bless you and keep you, is my prayer. Remember again, you are to make all checks, money orders payable, Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church, and you can mail them to 4800 Smith Avenue. That's 4800 Smith Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana. And again, make all money checks payable to Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church. Look, don't watch out. You can also cash out with the $ Gregory Tenney. And I promise you that all of the proceeds that you send, they will be used properly, decently, and in order. And we will use them for the proper things. Prison ministry, the street ministry, and bereavement, and all of those things that we need to focus on in today's society. Pray for all of our citizens of this United States of America. Father God, we thank you for your presence. We ask you, Lord, that you will continue to bless and keep us. You will put your loving arms around. The 37th book of Psalms say, fret not thyself because of evildoers. They'll be cut off. So we thank you, we praise you, we magnify you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Do anything.
You've just heard New Life Ministries of Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, 4800 Smith Avenue. Your love, gifts, and offerings are greatly appreciated. You can send all donations to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. At Second Nazarene, we equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. We'll see you next time. Thank you, and may God bless you.
K-A-Y-T, Lake Charles, 100.1.
Great is your mercy towards me. Your loving kindness towards me. Your tender mercy. Me and you're always providing for me. Great is your mercy towards me. Great is your grace. Help me say, help me say. Yeah.
your loving kindness towards me, your tender mercies I see. Me, Jesus, your loving kindness toward me, your tender mercy. Your mercy towards me.
glory tonight. I want you to think about that thing, and I want you to look at somebody. As a matter of fact, grab the hand of the person you're standing next to and lift your hand in the air. That's it, lift your hand in the air. I don't know, but the enemy has been using against you to keep you from being what God wants you to be. But I came to tell somebody that that's about to change. I speak to everything that's been holding you captive, and I command it to latch it up, to latch it up. Lift your voice and say, God is changing us. Your hands all over the room and say,
this won't be my storm no more.
That thing that's been keeping you up at night won't be.
This won't be my storm no more.
Having just enough just to get by won't be you.
This won't be my storm no more.
God came to pull you where you belong. Oh, yes, he did.
This won't be my storm no
God
more.
God came to break you out of some stuff tonight. Oh, yes, he did.
This won't be my storm no more.
He came to break you out tonight. Hey, he came to break you out tonight. Yes, he came to break you out tonight. Lift your hands all over this room. And if don't nobody else get waiting for your home tonight, as your hands are lifting up high, I need you out of your own mouth to begin to shout in the atmosphere. God is changing my soul. Open your mouth. Sound like you want me to say. You want me to say. He's turning that thing around. He's turning it. Somebody open your mind. Oh, oh no.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.